With us right now from Sage North America is Jennifer Warawa. You've done some surveys about hiring trends, and you've got one that shows some results that many might not be expecting.
The people are hiring more full-time people than part-time people, even though they're getting ready for the Affordable Health Care Act.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did have some very favorable findings in a recent survey conducted by Sage North America.
Tell us about the survey and what you found.
Yeah, so our survey was, we were surveying small and mid-sized businesses, and of the businesses that we surveyed, we had almost 1,000 responses. 25% reported that they have hired or plan to hire in 2013, and 82% of those said that that was going to be full-time employees.
Were you surprised when you did that survey?
Yeah, I think that's really good. We've heard in the past, lots of times we've heard that there are challenges with hiring. Obviously, when you think about regulatory changes or increases in expenses such as the Affordable Care Act, you hear that that's going to have a negative impact on businesses. So when we saw that, we were pleasantly surprised. I think it's a good indicator that businesses are hiring and are doing well. And when we looked at what is the main reason for that hiring, it's demand of their services or their products. So it's a good sign for these small and mid-sized businesses as well.
When you did your survey, what types of businesses were you asking about this? Was it all manufacturing or service-related, a mixture of things? Who were you talking to?
Yeah, it was a mix of businesses. There were service businesses, manufacturing, construction. It was a wide range of businesses, so it wasn't a particular industry.
Was it across the country or a certain region?
It was across the country, so this is in the U.S.
How many in the sample, by the way?
973.
So a fairly good sample for nationwide.
It was really good. And, you know, I think that it's a good indicator into the health of businesses. And although it is, when we ask, it is that demand, as I said, that's the driver behind business decisions. Because in the past, we have heard that taxes have been, something that stopped people from hiring. But obviously, the demand that they're seeing from their customers or potential customers is outweighing that. So that's very good news.
So it might be a case of where the product or service demand is so high, they're forced to hire, even if they're uncomfortable with the hiring in light of what's in the future, they have to get that product or service out.
Absolutely, and I do think that when their business is growing or they're seeing that increased demand for their product or service, they are more comfortable. I mean, they're not hiring because they think there could be demand, they're actually seeing the demand now, and I think that it speaks to favorable business conditions.
Did any of the people in the survey give you any comments, good or bad, about the general economy or the market that they are in?
Yeah, they didn't. I think that there are some things when we talk about the people that aren't hiring. I think that's where we saw some of the reasons that they aren't hiring. 39% were talking about it being economic outlook. 26% were just talking about the cost of doing business that were not healthcare related. Some of it was around uncertainty, but obviously the main reason why someone does or does not hire is around demand for their product. So 40% said it's because we don't have the demand for our product or services. So I think obviously 39%, which is the second highest there, around that economic outlook uncertainty is still playing a role in the decision not to hire.
Was there a pretty fair mixture of, say, large and small businesses or home-based businesses in this?
Yes, it was a good mixture of small and mid-sized, so it wasn't weighted one way or the other.
Did you find any one or two particular states that may have thrown this off a little, where they're having a difficult time or the economy's even worse?
You know what? I don't actually know if it was particular states that were having a challenging time. I do know, we did have some information that we looked at, particularly for our conversation today, around the Midwest. And I actually saw that there are some stats that are out now that are speaking to the favorable conditions in the Midwest and that some of the economic indicators are suggesting growth in the coming months. So they were favorable as well. So,
what would you tell business people that are on the fence thinking, do I want to hire or don't I want to hire? You know, what kind of news can you tell them that might help them make a decision?
Yeah, I think if they're seeing demand for their products or services, you want to be able to deliver. When you have opportunities for growth, which is what these companies are speaking to when they're saying they've got increased demand for their product or services, you need to look at all the different, all the different aspects of your business that are going to allow you to deliver on what your customers are asking for. And if hiring is one of those, how can you hire the right people? I think that the key is you want to hire good people that can have a favorable impact on your business. And so it's not just about hiring anyone. It's about selecting the right candidates and the right roles and making sure that they help position you for growth. Because when the demand is there, you want to meet it. Because we've heard in the past, obviously, when we've talked about the downturn in the economy in the past years, you know, people have said they've had to really scale back. So once that demand is there, you want to make sure you can take advantage of the opportunity.
To expand on that, we've heard the politicians on both sides of the aisle talking about the skills gap and how employers in many different sectors are having a tough time finding the right people because they don't have the training or the skills they need right now today. Are you finding any of that?
Yeah, we are hearing that. I've been at a number of conferences lately with accounting professionals, and so they have a lot of insight into their clients' businesses. And we are hearing that. But I also think it's about, an employer equally as challenging for them is being able to ask the right questions in the interview process to make sure that they're hiring the right people. So sometimes when they say, I'm having a hard time finding the right people, they don't even have a system or a structure in place in their business to help them do that. And so I think some of the challenge is, how do you get the right people skills or the right recruiting skills on your team to find the right people? Because there are some really, really talented, good people out there. But I think it's about knowing the right questions to ask and where to find them.
While we're on that topic, have you found any input from the employers as to where they are looking for their potential employees? Are they using the old traditional apply here method, or are they using more social media and more non-traditional means?
Yeah, it is actually a lot more online. So we're hearing from employers, it's to be able to find an employee online is such a huge expense savings for the company that they've been looking a lot more online. So I think that the people that are putting traditional ads or doing traditional job searches, I think that's where we're seeing more challenges. Sometimes they'll put an ad in the newspaper and say, I just didn't get the results that I used to get. And I think that's because a lot more people are moving to online.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, I just think that it's a good indicator for businesses. I think it's very reassuring to see that the demand is growing for products and services to the point where 25% of companies are looking to hire in 2013. So I think I just encourage businesses to make sure that you've got the right strategy in place to find the right people, because you want that demand to continue for your business, and you need to get the right people in place to ensure you can serve your customers.
That's Jennifer Warawa with Sage North America joining us on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.